1 o'clock on WAKY. Whew. That's it. That's all, boys and girls. It's kind of sad, too. We'll get into the talk show. Dixon Lee Dixon on the final go-round at 12:46. 12:48 on WAKY. Well, what's the wacky weather, Mace? Tell you what it is. Not worth even repeating right now. Let's get into the thing here. 73 degrees. Mac Davis, baby, don't get hooked on me. Bert Flack and Darling Hathaway on WAKY on a Tuesday, September 12th, 1972. We have about 6 minutes left. This is the final set, I guess, for Louisville, Kentucky, at any rate. I want to thank each and every one of you. This set is for you. 1 o'clock on WAKY. Whew. That's it. That's all, boys and girls. It's kind of sad, too. We'll get into the talk show, and then we won't be so sad, will we, Mace? You're lying to yourself, kid. I don't know what to say, really. I don't want to make a big swan song because everybody goes, "Yeah, let's listen to JJ." Right. Turn the radio over.
No other way. I'll tell you another thing, too. It's 12:53 from WAKY, but weird, wrapping it up. You get to rub it in, rub it in, rub it in, rub it in. I'll tell you another thing. It was Monday. Monday, November 21st, 1966. And the Weird Beard was introduced to Louisville. The very first record I played 5 years ago was this one. It's going to be the last one tonight.
All right. Oh, sing it to me. Oh, it's all right. See, I mean, what a way to go, huh? And speaking of that, I just want to tell you, love you, Louisville. It's time for me to go now.
Well, I don't know if you recognize those or not. If you don't, that was the last portion of the last show of Mason Dixon. And a portion of the last show of the Weird Beard. I was going through some old tapes at home, found those, thought you might like to hear them. We're going to do the talk show this morning, talk about whatever you want to talk about, whatever that may be. So give me a call now at 583-8803, 583-8804, and 589-WAKY.
Good morning, you're on the talk show. No one there. Hello. Good morning, you're on the talk show.
Hello, my name's Mark Hughes.
Hi.
And I'd like to know where Lee is.
Where Lee Masters is?
Yeah.
He's working the afternoon show now.
He is?
Yes, he is.
Kevin
McCarthy?
Yeah.
He's been working 10 to 2, but he should be back on all nights again. So.
Oh, good. And I'd like to know what you think of the World Series so far.
Well, I really haven't paid that much attention to it. I was kind of hoping that Cincinnati would get into it. I'm not that much into baseball, but my wife was a big Cincinnati fan. And, you know, so I got involved a little bit.
Yeah, you got to do something for it.
Yeah.
And I was wondering about, I wanted to know if you hit that record, Bobby Goldsboro, Honey.
Honey, I imagine it's here somewhere.
And I'd like to know if you play that for me after the talk show.
I'll sure try.
And I had another question I wanted to ask you, but I forgot it.
Oh. Well, anything else you'd like to say? Any comments about anything going on?
Well, not really.
Well,
I'm just a big wacky fan. I've got three big posters in here that I made myself with love you all over it.
Well,
Little Baby, Kevin McCarthy, all the big names on it.
Yeah.
And I called in earlier about playing Last Kiss.
Uh-huh.
That's one of my favorites, and I've been searching for it for about a year, and I finally found it.
Yeah, it's been re-released, and it's going to be a hit all over again.
Oh, no, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all there is.
All right, thanks for calling.
Later.
Bye-bye. Good morning, you're on the talk show.
Kiss my...
Good morning, you're on the talk show.
Well, I see that people don't enjoy being on the talk show anymore. No one seems to want to call. Those that do call seem to not like what's going on.
And they took everything. Her daughter didn't even get the family picture album.
Do you have an up-to-date will? A public service announcement from the Louisville Bar Association and Louisville Association of Life Underwriters.
Seems a shame that something that a few people would like to ruin, you know. But that's the way it is. There's always a few people who like to abuse certain things. And, well, you know, you can't really say anything bad. Somebody's just trying to have some fun, that's all. We will try taking another call here. Good morning. You're on the talk show.
Wondered on the tube tonight. Burt Reynolds had a special.
Yeah, I saw the first part of that before I came to work.
It was fantastic. I just thought I should call up and say something that somebody takes interest in people who can't always get out and be around.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Good morning, on the talk show.
Yes, I was listening just a few minutes ago, and I heard you talking, saying something about some of the old jocks that's been there and left.
Sure, yeah.
I was wondering if you was around or if you knew anything about when the jock used to be there by the name of Tom Dooley.
Tom Dooley. Well, I was a wacky listener at the time, but I didn't work here.
Is that right?
Yeah. He went to, he went, I don't know where he went immediately after he left here, but he wound up at one of our sister stations in St. Louis, WFIL, and eventually he left there and went to Waze in Charlotte, North Carolina. But as of right now, I don't know where he is. And last I heard, he was trying to find God or something.
Trying to find God?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, see, I was just wondering because, you know, I guess I don't know if you heard anything about it or not, but when he left the radio station, he formed a road group.
And yeah.
I played bass for him for about 2 years, you know, and that's the last I've seen of him. I haven't been able to find anybody yet. Even knows where he is or anything.
Yeah, well, when he went to Philadelphia, WFIL, I know that he quit singing for a while.
Oh, yeah?
But as to whether he's singing or not now, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing his record, My Groovy Baby, in here for a long time, but
yeah,
it seems to have disappeared.
That's what it should have done a long time ago.
Yeah, and that was a pretty good record.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah, it was all right for times, I guess.
Even though there are those who do not.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that. Well, that's all. I want to say one more thing. I think that whoever has to call in and say the things they say on the radio station really needs head help.
I appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the talk show.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to call and tell you that I enjoy your talk show and don't get discouraged if you're trying to be sort of.
Right. I realize that, but... you know, it's a little, I don't know what you'd call it, but it's a little, to hear somebody call up and say that and know that it's going on the air, you know?
I just think if they want to make you feel bad, but that's a bad thing anyway.
Right. Well, is there anything you'd like to talk about this morning?
I can't go to sleep.
You can't go to sleep.
Go tomorrow.
Would you like to talk about insomnia? I have the trauma all the time.
I guess because I didn't get up till 1:30 this morning.
Well, that's about what time I got up, but it doesn't matter what time I get up. I still have trouble going to sleep.
I don't. Sometimes I do. This is unusual because I'm really tired when I'm get ready to go to bed.
Yeah, I found the easiest way for me to go to sleep is to lay down in front of the TV set with it turned on and watch TV. It seems to put me to sleep better than anything.
Okay. Well, when I come in from work, I lay down and I turn the TV on, but I don't watch it. Like, I listen to it and go to sleep.
Yeah.
But I don't watch it.
Yeah.
I watched television last night till real late, and I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
So, like, I got up today, and by the time I wanted to do something, the day was gone.
Well, what do you think of the new TV shows that are on? Good, bad, or have you watched many of them, or?
Let's see. Some of them are okay. I can't stand Lots of Luck, so.
Yeah, that's one I haven't seen yet.
Oh, that's really ridiculous. I can't believe people would... It's really dumb.
Yeah.
I myself can't stand them. Maybe some other people might, but I can't.
Yeah, I think the TV's been, to me, it might be that I'm just getting older, I don't know. But TV has been kind of going downhill in the past few years.
I myself enjoy Waltons.
Yeah, the Waltons is a good show. I didn't like it when it first came on, because you got to get used to John Boy. But
yeah.
Once you get used to it, it's a good show, it really is.
I really love it. If they had more things like that, I imagine, you know, a lot of people would enjoy it better. Like now, they really go on someplace else instead of watching television.
Yeah. One thing about the Waltons, and it's maybe a flaw, I don't know, but I've always liked shows that have a happy ending, and it has a happy ending all the time.
Oh, yeah, but one thing I love is it's in the open country, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love just to go, like, I go to my grandmother's, and her, let's see, it was my grandfather's parents lived back on the old farm, and I always like to go down to the old house. It's
mm-hmm.
really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But the house has been like it's been torn down, you know, bit by bit. Erosion is tearing it down bit by bit. It's just like it was a little attic and two or three rooms. That's all it was, but it was a really beautiful place.
Right.
So,
well, it's nice to know there's still some places like that around.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful.
The city hadn't gotten everything yet.
No, I still enjoy going to the country, and and going out in the open field and thinking, you know, just being with nature.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. 583-8803 and 589-WAKY. Give me a call right now, and we'll put you on the air.
Okay.
This is Wacky Request Line. Wacky Talk Show.
I'm Allison Nielsen. What was it? Can't Live. What song?
I'm listening. Do that again.
Nielsen, Can't Live.
I'm not familiar with it.
Can't Live and then Is Without You.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Without You. That's the name of it. Yeah.
Nielsen, right?
Right, Nielsen.
You're doing a pretty good job. Hang in there, right?
Right.
Okay, what's the ball score today?
Let's see.
Series.
The Mets won by 12 points, I think, and the...
You're way off.
Something like that.
10-7.
It was high.
10-7.
I remember that it was high. That's all I remember. It went to 12 innings. That's it.
Yeah, right. Right. 12. All right. Good. Did Pittsburgh get beat? Yes, they did.
I do not know.
First loss, they lost to Cincinnati, which was about a bad time. And, all right, you like trivia?
I like trivia, but I'm not much on sports.
Oh, well, I mean, all trivia, right? Anything, anytime.
Okay.
Okay. What was Tonto's real name?
Jay Silverhills.
Correct.
Ta-da.
Okay. Ta-da-da-da-da. Okay. Who was Dinah Shore's husband?
I don't even know who... Who was that again?
Who was Dinah Shore's husband?
Dinah Shore's husband. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
George Montgomery, man.
George Montgomery. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Who played Cochise in Broken Arrow?
Michael and Sarah.
And who's he married to?
I Dream of Jeannie. Barbara Eden.
True. You're a pretty sharp dude, man.
I try.
Let's see. Forget it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Just play that one song. If you would, you know, that Nielsen thing.
All right, I wrote it
living
down.
Living Without You.
Right, Without You is the name of it.
Yeah, Without You.
All right.
It's a fantastic number.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Wacky Talk Show.
I'd like to find out your views on this legalizing gambling and prostitution.
Well, gambling I really have never seen anything wrong with. There's a lot of people that shouldn't indulge in it, but just because it's illegal doesn't mean they're not going to do it anyway.
Right.
You know, like there's a lot of people who are so bad they'd go out and blow their whole paycheck and their family would starve for a week.
Uh-huh.
As far as prostitution is concerned, it goes on now, you know, so why not legalize it and take it away from organized crime?
I agree. And this way it would cut our taxes and it would help us as much as cutting down on the venereal disease rate.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it myself.
Yeah, I don't know if it would really help anything or not, but it certainly wouldn't hurt.
Well, I think it would help us.
I think it probably would, but there's no way to be sure without trying it. Cause
maybe give us a few more honest policemen.
Right. Yeah, we need a few more of those.
I'll go for that.
I'm sure there a lot of policemen are honest, but there's always some.
Well, yeah. I just wanted to call and see what your views on it were.
Well, what are your views?
I think they should legalize them both.
Yeah.
Anybody that's going to gamble, or they'll
that's
gamble
right.
anyway.
That's right.
I think as long as it's illegal, more people will indulge in it just for the risk of it and thinking that they're beating somebody.
That's probably true. Well, listen, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wacky Talk Show.
You mad motherfucker?
Wacky Talk Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I called you. You know, I was first calling. I had a question.
Uh-huh.
I forgot.
Okay.
Well, I remembered. I want to know what astrological sign you are.
I am a Sagittarius.
Well,
which makes me prone to obscene phone calls.
Like the last one.
Right.
See, I don't know. Oh, wait, let me think. I just had it, but... Well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, what do you think of Spiro Agnew and his problems, or the country's problems, or
well,
whichever it is?
I think, you know, I don't know if it was right, but, you know, I think it was up to him to resign or whatever. I think Nixon made a pretty good choice, you know, picked the right one.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could have done better.
Yeah. Are you outraged at... someone that high in government would cheat on his taxes?
you know, I don't know why he would do it. You know, if he was vice president, if I was vice president, I wouldn't have never done it. You know, I would have said, well, I'm up here. I might as well be that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be perfect or be the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I had something else I wanted to say. Every time I call you, I forget what I'm going to say. And, well, I guess this is it.
Oh, too bad. Well, if you think of it, give me a call back.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, Super 79 all the way.
Right. See you later.
Yeah.
Bye. Wacky Talk Show.
Could you please tell me if you could talk about marijuana and all that?
Sure, anything you want.
Do you think that they could, are they going to increase the law about marijuana, or do you think that they're going to start making you sell it in stores?
I don't know if anytime soon it'll ever get to where they'll sell it in the stores, but I don't believe, because the use is so widespread, that they'll make it any, the penalties for it any harsher.
Well, now, it used to be really against the law, but I believe the...
Yeah, they're kind of...
changing it.
Yeah, they're kind of lightening up on it. But, like some places now, it's a misdemeanor if you're caught with marijuana. But, as far as getting it to where it'll be sold in stores, if they ever do that, it'll be a while, I think.
Yeah, if they get it selling in stores, you can buy about a joint cheaper, too.
Right. Yeah, that's another thing. If they legalized it, probably it'd cut out a lot of organized crime.
It'll be cheaper.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah, something.
Okay, thank you.
Something less for the mafia.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Wacky Talk Show.
I want to talk about the Where I'm Favorites, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, my name's Gary, and you know, I go to Dean Bat High School, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you think gonna win?
I really don't know, but I think maybe the Mets might win it again.
You're damn right.
I have no real opinion of who I'd prefer to win, but I feel like the Mets will.
Second D.
Wacky Talk Show.
I was wondering. Well.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
I was wanting to know what you think about this dope stuff.
Well, I really don't know. I don't use it myself, and I'm against using it.
I mean, people, you know, taking this stuff.
Taking the stuff? Well, I'm definitely against people using it. I don't know how you're going to stop, you know, the use of it, because they've been trying for a long time, and as far as I can tell, it's just getting worse. I guess one of the best approaches would be educating in the schools if it's done right. But you know, I really don't know.
Probably ain't no way they can stop it.
It'd be
difficult. Like
difficult, yeah. As for my opinion about whether it should be legal or not. I think it would be nice if it was unnecessary to have laws on anything, but unfortunately, there are always people who, you know, do things that they shouldn't necessarily do. So, there you are.
Yeah, I wish they would get rid of it.
I do, too. I think it's a bad thing.
Hey, it'd do no good.
Right.
It's just ruining everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's all I...
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, here we are at the Big 79, still accepting a few obscene phone calls. I assure you that they are not intentionally placed on the air. What can you say? I apologize to anyone in the audience who may be offended by them. I personally don't find it offensive because I find it childish. Wacky Talk Show.
Okay, this is Doug Gerard.
Yeah.
And I've never caught up before, but, like, y'all talking about anything tonight?
No, it's whatever you want to talk about.
Anything we want to talk about?
Anything at all.
Okay. What do you think of Nixon's pick?
Well, I really don't know that much about him, but except what everybody's been saying, that he's a good choice. But as far as what I know about him, it's very small.
It's very what?
What I know about him is very small. Very small amount.
I don't know that much about him either, but Nixon's not going to resign, right?
I seriously doubt it.
I doubt it. Like, I listened to your show the other night, and everybody, you know, like, caught up and cracked on Nixon and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Except for maybe one or two.
Yeah.
But really, me, I'm for Nixon.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether he's done good or done bad. He's either done an extreme amount one way or the other.
I tell you what, he's done more good than he's done bad.
Maybe.
He has.
You're talking to someone right now who is against Nixon, but I respect your opinion on him.
Well, he is a Democrat, right? You are.
Yeah, I am a Democrat, basically.
Well, okay. Well, I'm not really nothing because I haven't registered to vote.
Yeah.
Nixon's done a lot of good. You got to admit that.
Well, like his trip to China and Russia, I think were good.
Well,
but there are other things that I have my doubt about, like the state of the economy right now.
Well, okay. If he came in under a lot of pressure, he came in under it.
Have you got your radio turned up?
Well, we got it on. I don't know if it's turned up.
Can I get you to turn it down a little bit? I'm hearing a little bit of feedback.
Turn it back.
Yeah.
But he did. He came in under a lot of pressure. You got to admit that. Look what Johnson Kennedy was in there under it.
Yeah, that's...
He came in under a lot of pressure. He come in, he brought us out under it.
Well, it's true, but anybody who comes into the office of presidency has to expect an awful lot of pressure more than
that's
anyone
right.
else.
He came in under a lot more than...
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily fair to say.
Well,
He did sort of wind down the Vietnam War. I don't
well,
know.
Okay. He's done a lot more for the poor people, like, you know, like that's on, well, I ain't saying welfare because I don't want to. He did, like, the Social Security people.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, my mom, or, like, my dad died when I was young, and my mom, she accepted Social Security, and he...
Well, sure, anybody should.
Well, he raised it a lot. He's raised it a few times since he's been in there, and that really helps out. You wouldn't know unless he was really on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, like me, I'm kind of caught in the middle. All I know is my paycheck doesn't buy as much as it did several years ago.
Well, okay. He's helped the people that... You know, really can't earn a paycheck.
Right, but it sometimes at my expense. I'm not against Social Security or welfare. I think they're fine things, and we need them. But what I'm arguing about is the like the cost of food, for example, and
well,
also
it's not really all his fault.
Also, the energy crisis that we're going through. It just seems to me like several years ago they should have been planning for this thing. Because they could have seen it coming on. There's no way they could have missed it.
There's really no energy crisis, really, you know.
Well, that's...
There's a lot of opinions on it.
That's been argued back and forth.
Okay.
We'll have to assume there is, since they're rationing fuel or oil supplies and such.
Well, okay, what's the main topic if you ask somebody about it? What do they say? They usually say, no, the big company is trying to control it.
Well, it depends on who you ask again.
Well, okay. That's right. That's what I said. I said you ask a lot of people.
I agree. Everybody has a different opinion. That happens to be mine.
Okay.
Is there? Do you have any opinion on it? Well, obviously.
I do think it. I think it's the big companies trying to control it.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Is there any reason that you think that, or is it just feeling you got, or what?
Well, it's part of a feeling, but like this. Well. Can't get into it right now. I mean, you ain't got the time, but it's a feeling in its part, you know, knowing, well, not knowing, but hearing about it, reading about it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot reading about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's good that you have opinions and, you know, keep forming them no matter what they are.
Yeah,
right?
No.
Right? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank
Bye.
You.
Wacky Talk Show.
This is Bozo.
Hi.
You live this morning?
Yes, apparently.
that's terrible.
I know.
Should be live.
I know. There's
too many idiots.
Right.
Okay. You think, you know, this Mideast situation, Saudi Arabia now has threatened, read today, that if the United States starts resupplying Israel, that it's going to start cutting off the oil, like the guy was talking about a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
You think they'd really do it?
Well, they said they would. That's about all I know.
Well, that's good enough cause for you. Okay, let's see here something.
I'm not really concerned about it because I have a bicycle.
Yeah?
Everybody ought to get one.
Yeah, I do like Kevin. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let me change the subject then.
Okay.
You know, Nixon's been ordered now to surrender the tape recordings.
Right.
And was that a Supreme Court decision?
No, that was the court, one court lower than the Supreme Court. Goes to the Supreme Court now.
Okay, so now he can, you know, he can appeal his decision to the Supreme Court now, right?
Right.
What will happen now, you think, if he doesn't surrender the tapes?
Well, I heard on the news, this is all I know about it, is what I heard on the news the other night. They said if he appeals it to the Supreme Court, it could be that his judges that he appointed to the Supreme Court or the judges that back him will reject the case, in which case he will not have a definite answer. He'll just have a lower court answer, in which case he probably won't surrender the tapes, because he just said that if he had a definite answer, you know, which he meant a Supreme Court answer, that was the only condition he would surrender the tapes under. So unless he gets a Supreme Court judgment against him, I don't think he'll surrender the tapes.
So the Supreme Court doesn't have to rule for or against him then? They don't have to even judge his case?
Right, not if they don't want to. The Supreme Court has the right to reject any case that they want and accept any case they want.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll let you go, man.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Wacky Talk Show.
Howdy.
Hi.
You were discussing these tapes of Nixon's, and it doesn't really matter too much whether he gives them up or not, because they can be doctored or...
That's true.
Tapes, you know, you don't know that they're going to be the real tapes when he does surrender them, so what's it matter?
That's true. I agree. And you don't know that they will be all the tapes either.
No. Off the subject, but yeah, it's sort of heavy to get into maybe this late in the show, I don't know.
Well, it's an open line. Anything you want to talk about?
Okay, well, here's a question. Do the people really think that democracy, the way we have democracy today, is the best form of government? Or, this is in my mind, my opinion, wouldn't an oligarchy, which is ruled by an elite group, be a better idea? Because, like Nixon, he sets up advisory boards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what the drug one's name was, but it was about drugs, and they advised him to legalize marijuana, for example.
Right, I remember that.
Okay. Well, every time somebody comes up with something against his opinion, he votes it down. Or he, you know, forgets the opinion. Yet he's a single man with a lot of power who doesn't know everything about everything. He can't be an expert on economics and drugs and how to write laws and that sort of thing. He can't be an expert on everything, yet he doesn't listen to the experts.
Right.
So wouldn't it be better if they set up a panel of men that would take over this job? Like, and another reason is there's so many people trying to lead the country so many different ways, that the country is sort of floundering around and not accomplishing anything, not because it doesn't have a major push towards any given point. You know, we could set priorities that a panel like this could decide for the country what needed to be done, like if social reform was the first order of business. Get along, get it done, get it taken care of so that every American would have an equal chance and this sort of thing. And it wouldn't necessarily, all it would abridge in this thing is our freedom to elect our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Say we had them appointed, one time appointed for, say, a period of 10 years,
mm-hmm.
And change every half of them every 5 years and make them leaders in science, say, atomic science, economic science, every different kind of science, or wide panel medicine, this sort of thing, of about, say, 20 people.
Well, let me ask you something before you go any further.
Yeah.
What if we did get this group of people in, and what if they said, well, the way to solve all the problems is to get a king?
Well, that would be a better answer, but one man can be corrupted, whereas a panel...
Right, but I mean, you know, if they could make the law themselves, you know, we would have a king, and he would have total control from there on in.
Okay, well, a dictatorship or something, you'll notice that countries with dictatorships take big steps in every different direction. But the trouble is, they either take away power from the individual by abridging the individual's rights.
Right.
And, okay, now this doesn't have to be done in this country. Really, the only rights you'd be taking away from us right now, if you did this, would be the power to elect our leaders. And what are we choosing right now? You know, I mean, like this Watergate thing, it's a whole farce.
Right.
What does it matter if this guy over here found out what this guy over here was doing? I mean, what are they going to find out in Watergate? What political deals were being done?
Well, hopefully this is a very natural course for the government to take. You know, when there's corruption, it's rooting it out.
Well, it's rooting out, but I mean, okay, like the Watergate, right? They broke in and they were spying on the other team. So,
right.
Okay, you know, on a football field, you try to listen in on the huddle. If you're at war, you send spies over. This sort of thing, that's all it was. Two teams in competition trying to...
Well, yeah, but it goes more than that. It's not just the break-in and stuff. It's like the sabotage of the campaign. It's like... this one guy sent out letters on Muskie stationery accusing Senators Jackson and Humphrey of being homosexuals.
That has nothing to do really with Watergate.
Well, yeah, but it's all part of the investigation because it's really not just an investigation of the break-in.
Okay, well, when
it's an investigation of the whole election.
Okay, well, even if we investigate elections, how are you going to stop elections from being unjust the way they are right now?
Well, the idea is you study it and then you find out where it needs to be changed, and the Congress passes new laws.
Okay, well, Congress is passing laws every day, right? But what laws are having effect? Or, you know, I mean, you're not going to be able to tell the people that are running the country, and there is, you know, an elite group right now that we don't know about that is really running the country.
I'm sure there's
money, right?
I'm sure they have a lot of influence on it.
Okay, how are you going to tell these people that they can't do something? I mean, you can't even tell a common pot smoker he can't smoke pot, let alone tell somebody that is somebody they can't do something that gains what they want in life, you know.
Well, I think the only argument I could give you is with your group, you know, there's fewer people to corrupt, and with the group that we have in Washington now, there's more to corrupt. So hopefully more will be uncorrupt than are corrupt.
You could put these men, a dedicated scientist, you're not going to be able to corrupt him with money or something like that.
But who's a dedicated scientist?
Well,
that's your problem, finding...
You could probably assume that somebody...
Your problem is finding him.
Take somebody like Admiral Rickover, right? He's a dedicated atomic scientist.
I'm not really familiar with him.
Well, he invented the atomic submarine. I'm sort of familiar with him. And somebody like that. Men of integrity, there are men of... say the man that is head of the American AMA, right? The American Medical Association. He should be a man above question.
Well, so should the president. So should the president. But
he should
But he's not above question right now.
He can't. Our president can never be above question because he works for a political party.
But... He is
part of a political party, and the whole party is going to be making deals to gain what they want.
That's true, but when he gets up there, he is the highest man in our government, and he should be above question.
He should be, but the thing is, he doesn't make his own decisions. I mean, like this Watergate affair. He says these are, you know, I didn't know what was going on. These men were working for me under my name, but I mean, I can't keep track of everybody. And that's the thing. His political party might have made the deal. The Republican Party might have made this deal, but he can never know what all is going on under
right.
his name, right? Whereas if you don't have this kind of setup where money and somebody else tells a man how to run the country, he's told every day how to run the country, whether he wants to run. Like, okay, the farce of it's got to be a big diplomatic thing for him to make a trip to see another leader. It's got to be a big summit conference, right? Well, if we're in such a position that we have to deal with these people, why shouldn't he know them on a familiar basis and just be able to say, well, there's trouble in Israel right now. I'm going to get on a plane tomorrow, as soon as the security things can be arranged, and get over to see Brezhnev, and let's control our arms screens. Let's get over and deal with this man right now. Why does it have to be, we're not going to talk to him now because he's doing dirty to us or our allies over there. You know, I mean, that's not going to solve the world problem, just if you get them together and talk or even sending letters to each other every month or something.
Well, I'm sure that won't, but supposedly you have that to a lesser degree in the UN, not as at a higher level, of course, but supposedly that's the purpose of the UN, one of the purposes.
What is the, you know, we're back in the UN, and I personally, I think it's stupid to have national boundaries anymore. We're a world, and we have to act like a world instead of being divided up among countries. But I guess as long as you've got different ideology, you're going to have some kind of boundary as is. But, the United Nations isn't working.
Right, yeah.
It's It's pretty obvious that it's, you know, I mean, there's hot, heated debate, you know, headlines, heated debate in the UN General Assembly, but or even the Security Council or anything, but there's nothing is being accomplished, you know. They're sitting there diddling around, and they have absolutely no power. They have forces, but if the UN, well, the UN can't use those forces because the two combatant teams and their allies that are in there, and they're going to keep anything from happening.
Right.
So, you know, it's, in other words, the UN's powerless.
That's true.
You can't say let's go to a higher authority. The United States is leader of the free world, is the high authority for half of the world or whatever part of the world we represent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to us to assume really a leadership position. And that's to go over there. And I think Vietnam was stupid. I think it'd be stupid for us to get involved in their infighting. But we have to get involved right now with the supply business. Well, why don't we get involved and stop Russia from sending supplies by going over there and saying, hey, listen now. This is between them down there, and let's keep our noses clean sort of business, you know. I mean, it's going to be decided, and personally, I'm in favor of Israel. I'm like any country that took desert and made it into a profitable country,
mm-hmm.
where the Arabs haven't, is a world leader in their own right, and I think, well, I don't want to monopolize the program here, I know I have, but I'd like to hear other people's opinions as far as, you know, is democracy working to them, is it a viable government, or wouldn't possibly a change be better, you know?
Well, you know, like you say, something is not working right now, and, you know, I agree with that, but as far as an elite group running the country, that I don't know about. That's another thing that would have to be tried, and, you know.
Well, I agree there'd have to be a lot of safeguards. Maybe every one of these people opening up their lives for public opinion and judging the man on that, and maybe having all this financial dealings have to be out in the open and this sort of thing. But I think we can afford to financially take care of any people that lead the country. I mean, the cost of government right now with Congress and everything
it's horrible.
So high that you could afford to buy these people for the country in a way, you know, pay them enough that they don't have to worry about money from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be wealthy the rest of their life, and it's up to, you know, all they have to think about is the field that they represent and trying to get agreement and that sort of thing with the rest of the country.
Yeah, well, like you say, but that sounds good in theory, but in order to know, you'd have to try it.
Democracy sounds good in theory, too, but it's something that we've been trying for 200 years.
I think it has worked fairly well, most of the time. It's questionable whether or not it is now.
Most of the time, though, the thing is we've changed to the point. Well, okay, when we gave the common man the right to vote, and even in 1789, the common man wasn't given the right to vote. It had to be a landowner and this sort of thing.
Right.
Okay. Well, in those days, that was the educated man, the man who knew what was going on and could make a decent decision. Okay. Whereas today, we give every Tom, Dick, and Harry, whether he has a third grade or a high school or a college education, right to vote about things about which he knows absolutely nothing about. You know?
That's true. Most people vote from what they commercials they hear or something.
Or what they feel deep down in their heart or think is true.
Or they say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah, and that's what, well, I've only been able to vote one time. I came from California to here, and I've only been able to vote in one election, was last presidential election. And I never heard of half the judges that were on there.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And, just the way I am, I tried to vote for an independent because I don't believe in party system.
Right. Neither did George Washington.
Well, here, I'll let you get off the line.
Okay, listen, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wacky Talk Show.
Yeah, I was just wondering, what happened to all the questions that you always had on?
Trivia, you mean?
Right.
Well, we're just having an open line this morning. No particular reason, I just didn't have any trivia questions.
We work at night, and I was just wondering, we usually sit around and try to answer them or figure them out.
Yeah.
And, you know, send into it or call in for it. But something else I was going to ask you. You know, this concert, Moody Blues, coming up?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, you going to go to it?
I'm not sure. I'd thought about it, but I'm really not sure whether I will or not.
Not sure. It'd probably be one of the best concerts they'll have here at all. Well, in several years.
Yeah, I like the Moody Blues on records, but I liked a lot of group on records, and when you go see them in concert, they're just totally different.
Well, a friend of mine, he saw them up in Cincinnati one time, and He said it was just like sitting there and listening to about $50,000 stereo.
Mm-hmm.
Did from all sides and, you know, mixed real well. And I don't know, that's what I'm basing mine, you know, going to the concert on. And just strictly, I guess maybe because of U of L, I'm a student there. They're
sponsoring
it. And I thought they were supposed to come last year, you know, one time, but they canceled out.
Mm-hmm.
And I really haven't heard it advertised too much on radio or anything, but to my understanding, it's next to or almost sold out right now.
Yeah, we're running commercials for them on the station here.
Yeah, I realize that.
Yeah.
You know, I really can't get to listen to radio too much. Like I said, I'm working at night, but...
Yeah, I imagine you got your hands full.
Yeah.
I went to college for a whole year, and I didn't work. Didn't work in college, didn't work outside college, but anyway.
Well, you know, it's good for me because I'm trying to save up my future. And
right.
I got, you know, big plans as far as all that goes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. College is okay. It mixes well with the work that I have because, like, I just work part-time. But I work for one of the big grocery store chains here in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm where I work at the meat plant itself. And I thought maybe that's another little topic of interest right now. It's meat shortage or meat prices. And
a lot of meat around there?
There's a lot of meat right here now, as far as that's concerned. I mean, they're just constantly bringing more in all the time. And really, as far as that goes, we don't feel much of a meat shortage right now. And
yeah.
I don't know just exactly what retail prices are on it, but...
Well, I think they're coming down some.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I mean, all these farmers that held their cattle until after prices dropped off. I mean, that's the first couple of days, bomb dropped out and they lost.
Right.
And I mean, you know, that's what everybody was expecting, and it happened. I think it's going to come down a lot more.
Well, I hope so.
Right, I hope so, too.
Now, listen, thanks for calling.
Drew. I'm glad to call you, then.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This here is the Wacky Talk Show, in case you don't know. The numbers to call, 583-8803, 583-8804, and 589-WAKY. I'm going to take a break here.
Well, those who predicted WAKY would run out of contest money on Hello Wacky. You're wrong, and you ain't heard nothing yet. The Superloaded 79 has anywhere from $500 to $5,000 an hour to give away. By knowing the hourly amount we have to give away on Hello Wacky, you could win enough money to buy a new car, pay for food for over 2 years, or maybe a down payment on a $50,000 home. Think of the possibilities. Hello Wacky, where the big bucks are up to $5,000 an hour, and you could win at any moment.
Wacky Talk Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I was wondering if they could send Mr. Agnew to prison for the charges that are against him.
Well, he's already had his trial, really. He pleaded guilty to a charge of income tax evasion, and, well, he didn't really plead guilty. It was no contest, and the judge said it amounted to about the same thing as guilty, and they sentenced him to 3 years on probation. So, you know, they could have sent him to jail, but they didn't.
Why didn't they? Any other person, they would have done that.
Well, probably. And that judge said that normally he sent people to jail on income tax evasion, but Clifford asked leniency for Spiro Agnew due to his high office and so on.
I still don't think that's fair, because if it was any other person, like, you know, when Judge Tucker,
mm-hmm.
when he, whatever he did, I forget what his charges were, he served his time, so I don't know why they couldn't, you know, make him serve his time.
Right.
He was guilty of the charges.
Right.
Which he, you know, said he was.
Yeah.
Why, you know.
I'm sure he was possibly guilty of more, because they did some bargaining there, and that was a deal they came out with, that he resign and that he plead guilty to that charge. They had some more stuff against him that they didn't prosecute him on, because he agreed to do that.
What were the other charges?
I don't remember exactly what they were, but kickbacks from contractors or something.
You know, politicians are discouraging, you know, young people from going into politics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this, I think, you know, gives the young people more, more encourages them more to get into politics, to straighten out the country.
Yeah, I think someone needs to get in and straighten stuff out. but I think maybe people have thought that for a long time, and a lot of them that get in, by the time they get to the top, get their views sort of change, and they either get corrupted or they just, you know.
Well, are most politicians corrupt?
Well, that's another question. A lot of them are. I guess you don't hear about the ones who aren't too much, unless they do something great.
You know, at school, you know, when I talk to a lot of people, you know, they say that, you know, that they, like, you know, my field secretary, and a lot of the girls who are in legal secretary, you know, they say, you know, a lot of the lawyers that they talk to, you know, are going into further into politics, that they're, you know, they are really dead set on getting the government straight.
Yeah, I was watching, I think, ABC News a few days ago, and they did a poll. And the one they'd had before, next to the bottom, it was a politician and then used car salesman in, you know, 19th and 20th places. And they did one just a week or so ago, and now it's used car salesman, politician. They switch places. Used car salesman, people have more confidence in a used car salesman than they do politicians now.
That's true. Like, you know, this year I just, you know, last year I didn't register to vote because, to me, it was senseless because one clicks is bigger than the other. And, you know, I just registered this year, but I doubt if I even vote because it's so mixed up.
Yeah.
So jumbled up.
So you look at the elections as sort of a choice of lesser of evils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really true. I don't, in my family, you know, we, you know, sometimes discuss this, but, like my father now, he thinks, you know, one's as bad as the other, which maybe in my father it has an effect on me as saying, you know, that, but I look at it now, and you know, like all this Watergate and everything, to me it's really coming out that way.
Yeah, I remember back in 1968, I believe it was the Nixon-Humphrey election, everybody was saying it's a choice of the lesser of evils, and the standard answer to that, well, is well, if you vote in the primaries, then, you know, you wouldn't have that problem when it came time to go vote. But, I don't know, the primary elections seem about the same to me as the actual elections do.
I was going to ask you something else and I forgot.
Oh.
I think I forget from us tonight, I think.
Vitamin B deficiency.
What was that?
Vitamin B deficiency.
Oh.
That's supposed to have an effect on your memory.
Maybe smoking grass has an effect on your memory, too.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I was going to ask you something and I forgot. Oh, no, that's bad. Oh, that's really bad. Can't remember. Oh, gosh. Well, I guess I better let you go then since I can't remember.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the talk show.
Hello. You're really into politics tonight, aren't you?
Well, whatever you want to talk about.
Well, a little while ago, a guy called in, and he was talking about President Nixon had done more right than he'd done wrong.
Yeah.
And I'd like to express my opinion. Are you getting feedback from my radio?
I don't hear any.
Okay, good. I'd just like to say that I'm a Democrat, and I'm registered to vote. I'm 19.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that whatever Nixon has done, it's very important for the people of this nation to stand behind him because he is our president, and I feel like it would do more harm than good if he was impeached or, you know, anything happened. I just feel that, well, I don't think he's done more right than he's done wrong because I think that's kind of like saying two wrongs make a right, and I don't think that, you know, that's correct in any way.
Mm-hmm.
But, he is our president. We've elected him. And I feel like that there's no reason to corrupt our government. Can you imagine how weak we would become if we tried to impeach our president or if everybody was always downgrading him? There's always...
Well, I think that when they added the impeachment to the Constitution, that it was a good thing. I think it'd be... If we did have a president that was genuinely guilty of something, and if they find Nixon guilty of something, I don't know that he is or isn't, but if they do find him guilty of something through the Watergate hearing or whatever, I believe that it'd be a sign of strength on the part of the country if they did impeach him.
Well, that's true. That's true, but I feel that he's sort of a victim of the system in a way. I don't know. I just kind of, I feel like that I read stories in the newspaper a lot. We get enough flack from foreign countries talking about how Americans go and they'll, you know, degrade their own country. They'll degrade the United States and foreign countries, and that really burns me up. But I guess there is a lot of things wrong here, but there's a lot of things wrong everywhere else. And I feel like that all the things that have happened in the past, I'd say 10 years, so many things, campus riots, and just a lot of big things that if something really went wrong with our democracy, our government, you know, so bad that we had to impeach our president, I think it would just really weaken our entire nation. And I guess I see into the future a mass rule or something like that, you know. I just hate the thought of that.
I don't really think that it would hurt our country. I fail to see how it would hurt the country, because you have your balance of power. You have your Congress checking your president, and one of its jobs if they feel the president has done something illegal or something is to impeach him.
Well,
and
that's
a normal thing. And
well, it is.
It's not an everyday occurrence. I realize that, but you know, if he is guilty of something, I think it'd be better to have him out than in.
Well, that's true. I just hate to see something so earth-shaking happen.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm naive or something.
I'm just the opposite from you. I like exciting things to happen.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Well, I just think that, I think Nixon has done some good things, yes, but I think he's been far from perfect, and I didn't vote for him. I know that.
Right.
In fact, when all of this Watergate first happened, I was all for impeaching. But I don't know. I've seen what the talk has been, like even Agnew's resignation and different things. I really feel if Nixon gets himself in enough hot water, he might have sense enough to resign. He may not. He may be dumber than I thought. But if he has any sense, I think he would do that rather than be ridiculed by an entire nation. I really feel that he would.
Well, I think he's a very shrewd politician.
I do, too.
And whatever happens, I'm sure that he'll do the cleverest thing.
I'm pretty young to remember a lot of things that happened during the 50s, but my mother and my mother-in-law, for example, have told me different things that happened back when I was too little to remember involving Nixon in politics.
Mm-hmm.
And if any of the young people now realize these things that happened way back when, it gives them a different outlook. And, well, this is the first time I've ever called into the talk show. It's the first time I've ever been prompted to, although I've listened to it many times. And I find a lot of the, a lot of the kids that are around 18, 19 that call in, I think they're very, very sure of themselves, but I think they're also very naive. And in regard to politics, I think some of them need to kind of weigh the answers a little bit more. Maybe I'm the same way.
I think you just made a very good point there, something that I'm guilty of, too. I think everyone in this country is guilty of that.
Yeah. Oh, up until a couple of years ago, I thought America the Beautiful, the flag, and apple pie, and, you know.
Yeah, I thought that. Know. I thought that until I got about 17 or 18.
Yeah. It was a rude awakening. I think, you know, what really opened my eyes was the Vietnam War. Here we were losing all of our men, and I don't know. I got to the point where I felt like fighting communism, I just wasn't sure if it was worth it to lose so many people. And I think that's when my idealistic view of America kind of...
Well, you have the question there whether that actually was fighting communists
right.
or not.
That's right. I won't venture an opinion because the war's over, thank God, and our men are home. And
well,
so
the war may be over. The war is... It may be over.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably still going on, except we're not quite as involved as we was.
Well, I'll go on and let you go. I know that a lot of people want to call in, but I do want to say I think the talk show is really great, and it gives young kids somewhere to call and talk about things. I wish that y'all had it when I was a little bit younger. I really do. I used to listen to Wacky all the time. I really wish you'd had something. I think it's great.
Well, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wacky Talk Show.
I just wanted to find out what do you think about the rated X places downtown.
The what downtown?
Those rated X places, you know.
Well.
Somebody said something about they're supposed to get rid of them or something.
Yeah, there's the Supreme Court had a ruling that put it up to the local government as to whether something was obscene or not. And recently they've raided several of the places and confiscated the movies and so on. And I believe they've closed several of them down over here.
Maybe they closed them all down?
I don't know about all of them, but I believe they've closed several of them down. I know they've raided a few and closed them down at least temporarily, but I don't know if they've closed them down permanently or not. Over in Indiana, they had a law over there which they repealed, and consequently, like Deep Throat, it's showing over there now. As for my own personal opinion, I think if someone wants to see that, and if they're whatever age, you know, it can be debated what age you get mature enough to see one, but if they reach the age of maturity and they want to see one, they've got the money, you know, why not show it to them?
I know, but some of these kids are going in there about 18 years old. That's what these ages are. 18?
Yeah, 18 is the age. Got to be 18 to get in.
That's kind of, that ruined the kid's life, you know.
Well,
like that.
I don't know. Were you in the dark when you were 18, or were you exposed to all that, or? I think most people, when they reach the age of 18, are pretty well informed on matters of sex and so on. At least nowadays, because you learn an awful lot in high school.
That's true. Well, I just want to find out, you know, when y'all start playing something, you know, some music.
We start playing music in about 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Okay, then. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wacky Talk Show.
I love you.
Wacky Talk Show.
Yes, I was just listening to your talk show, and you and this chick was talking about Nixon.
Uh-huh.
But I feel that if they brought Nixon out in the open and...
Excuse me, could I get you to turn your radio down a little bit? I'm hearing a little feedback.
Yeah. And they could, if they found out that Nixon has been doing something wrong, there'd be no way possible now they could impeach him. Because if they impeach Nixon now, we'd be in a whole lot of trouble.
Why do you feel that way?
No vice president and no president. And right now,
the way it works is if there's no... If Nixon got assassinated right now or impeached right now before the vice president... they're appointing a new vice president now. That's they've got an amendment to the Constitution that the president selects a candidate for vice president, and then he is confirmed by the Senate and the House. And they have that person selected, which is Gerald Ford. But if something happens to Nixon before he is confirmed as being vice president, then it would go to Carl Albert, who is the Speaker of the House, and he would become president if something happened, and they have him under Secret Service protection and so on right now. So we would have a president.
Yeah, but so far, none of them are really that great. I feel that we'll never really get a good president up there, because all of them... they're just like y'all were talking about. There's just about every politician, not every one of them, but close to them. They're all just about as crooked as can be.
Well, you know...
Our big factories and big businesses and everything like that, they're the ones that we need to check into.
Well, you may or may not be right, I don't know. But as far as no politicians at all being honest... you know, that's something that we may never know.
That's true. That's one of the things in life. I mean, there's crooked people in life and there's honest. But now, anymore, the way prices are on everything, everyone's going to do everything to get a buck.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be that way, no matter, because as long as our prices are high, there's...
Well, I think we just have to...
We have to live with it, because there's nothing more you can do with it.
I don't think you have to live with it. I think you have to...
Well, you've got to get up and fight, but a lot of us... there's not a whole lot we can do. Like, we used to write to our congressman about all different kinds of things, and he'd really ignore us.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And see, there's just not a whole lot you can do.
Well,
you've
got
to get everybody, but not everybody wants to do it. A lot of people, I don't want to get involved.
Right, I understand. All you can do is just keep crusading, and hopefully somebody will wake up.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Get up someone up there then.
I really do hope that not all politicians are crooked, and I really do hope that we can get someone good in the presidency next time.
Oh, so do I. I hope that someone can get up there and help us. Do you think, let me ask you something, do you think that sooner or later we'll be involved in this Israel and Arab war?
Well, I think we're involved in it now, just we're not involved militarily.
Do you think we'll go that far, though?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, I pray to God we don't. That's one more we don't need to go on, because I've got all kinds of friends in the service now, and I've got a boyfriend in the Air Force.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see it over with right now.
And if he goes over there, I'll die.
Yeah, I wish there was a switch somewhere that we could turn it all off. Because it's a shame any time you have to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And that's all the war is.
Of, you know, but I'm hoping that Israel, that they can settle this out for themselves.
Right, like if the Arabs win, you know, they would have, they're just imposing their will on the Israelis by killing them off and beating them. And if the Israelis win, they've really done the same thing.
Yeah, I mean.
As for who is right in the war, I don't know. Supposedly the Arabs launched the attack, but what justification they had, you know, I don't know their feelings. I think, you know, if I was an Arab, I'd probably agree with their what they're doing. And
yeah,
if I was an Israeli, I'd probably think
according to the Arabs, they're winning this war.